In terms of how does collaboration bridge cultural and political and social differences, I know from personal experience how that can happen. I was part of this U.S.-Soviet Union exchange project in the 70s, and the purpose of the project was to work for U.S. and Soviet scientists to work on earthquake prediction. We failed miserably to predict earthquakes, but we bridged the substantial cultural and political differences that existed between our countries at that time. My initial motivation came from living for a couple of years right after grad school in the late 1970s in the mountains of Tajikistan, where I was part of a U.S.-Soviet Union exchange program. In Tajikistan, I saw how earthquakes could affect developing countries. And when I was living there, I could just see people continuing to rebuild these adobe-style buildings, which I knew would fall down and kill people in the next earthquake. During these years when I was living in Tajikistan, I would travel in other developing countries, Iran and India and Afghanistan, Turkey, Greece. And in these countries, too, I saw these adobe structures or thick-walled structures, which were so dangerous in earthquakes. And all that was kind of stored in my brain. And then years later, when I was working for the California Geological Survey, heading up the geological hazards programs here in this state, I saw that we had developed engineering and science and public policy that was able to reduce the consequences of earthquakes for us. And I always wondered why these advances weren't being adapted and applied in some systematic way to vulnerable developing countries. And that was my initial inspiration for creating our nonprofit organization, Geohazards International. Countries can't develop, and individuals can't expect a good future for their children if their populations and their governments and economy and infrastructure get wiped out periodically due to natural disasters. So I think it's in our interest to encourage countries to build correctly so that they can withstand the inevitable periodic natural hazards like earthquakes and hurricanes. Huge honor to be associated with both the name of George Brown and with CRDF. George Brown was one of the first and last politicians that I walked precincts for. I also am honored and enthusiastic about being connected with CRDF because the mission of CRDF, of promoting international science and technology cooperation, is something that is key to my life and to our organization.